Welcome to Head Games Radio. Boy, one of the things we've been praying for is a definitive national champion. Sometimes the players and the coaches define it themselves, and the so-called journalists and pundits such as ourselves really take a back seat. And last night in Glendale, Arizona, Florida made a statement that no one can argue with. Joining us is Christine Brennan from USA Today. Christine, not exactly what most people predicted.
No, not at all. In fact, it makes you wonder about the whole season. And yes, there was a long delay. You know, Miami, or of course, the Ohio State hadn't played for 50 games, Florida for 40. But, you know, that's almost negated. I mean, it was just a different Ohio State team, unable to do anything, totally kind of freaked out. Jim Tressel making bad decisions, and Florida playing fantastic. Speed, we mentioned yesterday, speed was a factor, but I think also the offensive and defensive lines. You know, the old Woody Hayes, Bo Schembechler, 3 yards and a cloud of dust. Ohio State didn't have control of the line. And as you well know, if you can't control the line, you can't get anything done offensively, and that's what happened.
Everett, Harris, Moss, Harvey, they just destroyed that. Well, I guess that was the offensive line for Ohio State, although I'm not sure they showed up. They let Moss completely free to sack Troy Smith at a key juncture in the game. But to me, emblematic of everything was that a man who, as you would describe him, is buttoned up in Jim Tressel, would lose it and go for it on 4th-and-1 with 2 minutes left in the first half.
As you know, led to a field goal, then led to Moss sacking Smith and a touchdown soon after that. 10 points, a huge turnaround in the game.
When we come back, we'll talk some more with Christine Brennan from USA Today about the championship game. It was a championship game, and we're also going to outline what we think is one more tweak to make this truly the championship it deserves to be. We want to thank Mike Sly from the BCS. The BCS is gradually fine-tuning this thing. We hope they'll work with us because we have all the answers. We are so brilliant. But we're going to go into it and more in the next segment. And finally, we'll talk with Mike Kliss from the Denver Post and Louis Choka from Apex Performance about the impact of the Derrant Williams tragedy. Mike Kliss has written a wonderful work at the Denver Post. We're going to go into it about the aftermath when teams have to deal with the death of very special teammates. We'll be right back on Sports Byline. And serious.